This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Well, we're back audibly. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to be with you. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And again, you know what? Be involved in the conversation. I don't care where it is, what it is, who you're talking to about it. But the way you set and let people know what's going on is by being involved in the conversation, informing them, giving them information. They at least get them to question themselves on what they believe. Don't you think? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, another talk show host friend of mine out of Southern California, Andy Caldwell, wrote a piece about the irrefutable case against Hillary Clinton. And frankly, I got to tell you, I don't know if anybody's going to take her on. Anybody. I don't know why they wouldn't. Are they afraid of her? I mean, I'm hearing all kinds of stuff. Now, much of the controversy against the Trump administration has to do with allegations of a Trump-Russian collusion conspiracy designed to defeat the candidacy of Hillary Clinton. Unfortunately, the Democrats and the media are so... I mean, think about what they had handed to them. Right? But they're so bad at spinning tails and deflecting attention, many citizens have completely lost their perspective on what really happened. So we do know some things. Let's talk about those some things, right? WikiLeaks leaked thousands of emails from the Hillary Clinton campaign. Also from the DNC, damaging to Hillary Clinton's campaign. Hillary sought to divert attention away. Right? I mean, from her inability to store the emails, protect the emails, along with the content of them, by way of blaming the leaks on the Russians. According to Hillary, we're trying to aid Donald Trump's campaign. I mean, I don't see how leaking the truth is a problem. Hillary Clinton subsequently erased over 30,000 emails. She kept on a private server emails that were under subpoena. Her staff people pleaded the Fifth. I mean, think about it. They could have cleared the air. They could have made things better, but they pleaded the Fifth at every question because you can't pick and choose which ones. Once you plead the Fifth, it's for the whole thing. Now, the investigation hit a dead end by the FBI. Once the FBI promised these staffers immunity from prosecution, even though they refused to testify. And why would you give somebody immunity if they refuse to testify? Doesn't make any sense. They also, the FBI also let them, remember any of this? The FBI also let them destroy their own computers before handing them over. Sounds like the Iran deal. We know the DNC and Clinton campaign spent over $9 million trying to manufacture dirt in Donald. $9 million. Man, I could do a lot of manufacturing for $9 million. They hid these expenditures by paying lawyers to pay a research group who in turn paid a former British spy who was, I mean, this sounds like a boring story already, right? British spy who was partly responsible for hiring a Russian operative who tried to set up a meeting with Trump. Now, John McCain, for his part, dispatched an emissary to Europe to pick up the $9 million work product, which was eventually dubbed the Trump dossier. Now, the file bought and paid for by the Democrats became the springboard for the current investigation. Now, think about that. All this fake information, all the stuff that they scream about on a regular basis, all the stuff that they say we're spewing, they know everything in that file is fake, or the majority of it is anyhow. Because there's always a tad of truth in a lie. We all know that. That's where it starts. Anyway, while this was going on, the Obama administration, to aid the effort, illegally spied on Americans. Unmasking. They used that file to unmask over 1,000 people, knowing that the information wasn't true. Why doesn't that bother anybody? Because you don't believe it. That's really what it boils down to. You just don't believe it. These people were doing nothing wrong except having discussions with foreign nationals. Obama dispersed the information over a dozen departments within the administration, knowing the information would somehow get leaked. Finally, with the full cooperation of the Obama administration, what we've learned is that Hillary Clinton approved the sale of 20% of America's uranium supply, a little over. And that is, for some of you who don't know the recipe, the key ingredient of a nuclear bomb. Right? In return, her foundation somehow ended up with $145 million in donations from Russian interests. Not before the transaction, but after it. Wasn't ongoing. It wasn't cyclical. It didn't happen year after year after year. All of a sudden, out of nowhere. Let's not forget the $500,000 speech fees that Billy Bob gave. Right? In 2010, the FBI opened an investigation of Russian influence peddling that was relying on a key informant, all of which was kept secret from Congress. James Comey, Robert Mueller were up to their eyeballs in this real investigation. So they already know. Mueller already knows what took place and what didn't take place. The only thing left has on Trump is the numerous people tried to set up meetings between him and the Russians. I mean, that in and of itself is not illegal. But really, thanks to Hillary's own neglect and corruption, there was really a problem, a real debacle, a real mess. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, before I get on with some of the other stuff here, with Hillary's, you know, one of the chapters in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, is why do they have to lie to win? Why do they have to twist the truth and lie to win? If they have a good product, if they have a great product, it should be simple, right? Am I on drugs here or what? And the mall manager from the days when the Dems claimed he was... Judge Roy Moore was banned from the mall, says, hey, Never happened. So now what? Now you don't hear anything else about it. You hear a dribble here and there. But see, the information's already out there. So you got these people sitting behind computers that are putting out all these false information. Flat out lies. I won't even call them false information. Let's call them what they are. Lies. They are lies. Why are they allowed? Why are we letting them get away with it? You know? And you talk about the world in a different place, like gone out of their minds, if you would. Come on. Really? When you talk about the world going out of their mind, this is acceptable. Shut off, not a big deal. Think about that. It should be more than a big deal, don't you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Back to Hillary. God, she's scary, isn't she? In more ways than one. I got so many crazy stories to do. We could be at this pretty much all night long. Where did she go? Just had it up. See, I got sidetracked with that other thing, and I feel really stupid. I'll come back in an hour. Can you guys come back? We'll get this done later.
Which one are you looking for?
The Hillary one? There, it's right there. No, that's not it. The one on Hillary.
Right, go one up. Right
there?
Uh-huh.
How does this stuff shut itself down? I hate computers. Can we go back to tablets? I mean, really, seriously. What was, like, the slate with the chalk? No? Okay. So, anyway, back to Hillary. You know, there's so much we know about this Russian connection, if you will. There's so much we do know about what Hillary did back then. And nobody wants to deal with it. Nobody wants to touch it. And somebody in one of the chat rooms said that it's because she has so much dirt on people. I don't doubt it. I think that's why some of these bigger names are having trouble coming forward. I think that's why Sessions is having trouble. I mean, he's an older guy. He's got to have grandchildren. Right? You look at some of the things that have gone around, taken place around the Clintons to people who are close to telling on them. Now, I'm not saying they had something to do with them all, but don't you think it's kind of weird that whenever somebody's on their way to the FBI or they're on their way somewhere, or what have you, to tell on the Clintons, they have dirt on the Clintons, all of a sudden they disappear? Right? I mean, they have people that are mugged and killed in New York City, and even though they've been mugged, there's no wallet ticket, no watch, no money, no anything. Oh, and by the way, it was a Hillary informant. I find that kind of interesting. Again, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you for sure. So the only thing left, or the only thing they actually have on Trump, is the numerous people trying to set up meetings between him and the Russians. I mean, if you think about it, they probably all would try to get him nailed. They were probably all trying to get him in a position he couldn't get out of, and then hoping if they had pictures, if they had lies against him, he would make changes, he would pull out the race or what have you. They just didn't know who they were dealing with. Look, he's too stubborn. Even if you got him, he's too stubborn. And again, I said to my friends on the left, who want him taken out of office in handcuffs, never worried about Obama, never worried about Clinton, never worried about the people who actually did and do break the law and lied about it. You don't care about them. I don't know. What does that tell me about you? That you only believe that the only good people are Democrats. Not Americans, Democrats. Hillary spent millions trying to get dirt on Donald Trump, by the way, of the Russian connection. Right? But that's okay, because, you know, Hillary illegally brokered deals with the Russians, giving away vital national security. That seemed to be okay. Hillary, with the help of the DNC and the Obama administration, helped create a false flag operation by framing Trump. right, and his associates for having Russian connections, when in reality they paid to create the facade and arrange the meetings in the first place. And for all that, we're still investigating Trump, not Hillary. I mean, they've been investigating Trump since last summer, not 17, 16. Come on, think about that. And they found nothing. They've been able to attach nothing to him. And many further up in the, not just the administration, but in the Department of Justice and places like that have all said, there's nothing here. There's absolutely nothing here. So, I mean, in essence, if there's nothing there, then just go away. Let's call it quits and move on. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I started down the show, and I never finished it. And I don't know if Tammy put this up or sent it out, tweeted it, but the Jay-Z comment that he... Is there anything with that? Well, JC says Jesus is fake news. Lucifer is the way of truth and light. Now, either his career's tanking and he just needs some attention, or his girlfriend's not giving him enough attention. I don't know what.
Possessed.
What?
He's possessed.
Yeah, well. He says Jesus Christ is the original fake news, according to JC. He claims that Jesus never walked the earth. Y'all being played. And the idea of Jesus is just a tool used by smart people to control dumb people. Okay. Going as far as to claim Lucifer is the way of truth and light, JC also credited his self-described new humility and maturity to fully embrace embracing my older brother, Lucifer. Oh yeah, he's possessed. During a backstage rant at the Smoothie King Center. Wow. We're going to have to talk about this more. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom.
We are back.
Yes, sir.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. Look at that smug look on his face. What a piece of work. Anyway, I'm watching the fireworks. Fireworks between Orrin Hatch and I don't even know who the other senator was, but quite interesting to watch that happen. You have to look at it just because, you know, I don't know what's wrong with these guys. I don't know why they always feel like they have to, you know, they got to fight, they got to call each other names, and it happens on both sides, but mostly it's the left, you know, attacking the others, and then they have to lie about it. Which I always find amazing. And I always say the same thing. Let them lie. Don't shut them up. Don't say, no, that won't happen. I would look at the Dems at this point and go, no, you guys have been right all the time in the past. Maybe we should listen to you. Because if we had listened properly, we didn't listen properly. Because if we had listened properly, maybe we could have kept our doctor. Maybe if we listened to our property, we could have kept our health care plans. Because we didn't listen right, remember? Because even though there were 237,000 clips of him saying it, Mr. Oblamo came out and said, hey, you didn't hear me right. What I said was, no, Mr. Oblamo, because there was all these clips ahead of time. This is what you said. Remember when Barney Frank went nuts on O'Reilly's show? I don't know if any of you remember that. But O'Reilly played the clip of him saying that there was no issue with the housing world, the housing mortgage world. And then Barney Frank, he had the audacity after it was played to say, I didn't say that. And he didn't accuse O'Reilly of playing with the video. He just said, I didn't say that. And there it was. He was right there. It was right in front of your face with him saying it. I find it amazing. Just utterly amazing that they think they can get away with that. And they can. And the reason they can, frankly, because we let them. We keep putting them back in office. All right. Jay-Z says that Jesus is fake news, but Lucifer is the way. Which is really funny, because really, Lucifer and Christ are talked about in the Bible. So I guess the only part of the Bible for him that's real and true is the part that talks about Lucifer. This is possession at its highest form. During a backstage rant at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans, Jay-Z claimed that Satanism has gotten a bad rap due to the mentally challenged Christians and their desire to be slaves. But Satanism is actually the highest form of a being. you know, from a biblical standpoint, Satan did think he was the highest form of being. There's a real spirituality and a guidance in the Church of Satan that you just don't get in Christianity. Because Christianity is a fake religion. Built by a-holes, Jay-Z said. You know? Hands up! How many Christians here have prayed to God for years and ain't got nothing back but silence and emptiness? That's hilarious. Right? As the small crowd of the ticket winners began to murmur nervously, Jay-Z announced, I can answer for y'all, because I'm free, because I recognize Jesus is the original fake news designed to enslave humanity. I'm telling you this because I know you guys look up to me. I want to emulate me. I want to give you this one guarantee. If you start following the doctrine of Lucifer, you'll taste success. Now, if you Christians, Christian parents, Christians, keep this guy's stuff around and you keep buying his stuff, shame on you. No, seriously, shame on you. What do you believe? If it all belongs to God, right? If you're a Christian, it all belongs to God. And God's given you your talents. And God, you know, supplies your resources, supplies your needs. And you take the money the God of this world has given you, not the God of this world, but the God of the universe has given you, right? And you break it off and you give money to the doctrine of, Jay-Z, who then gives it to the doctrine of Lucifer. You might as well put the money in the devil's hands yourself. Right? All this stuff going on, they have sex, drugs, and rock and roll, if you would. All that stuff that we know is bad, the you know, when you talk about the drugs and the drug epidemic and the way people are. And think about how full of himself is. I know, I'm telling you this because I know you guys look up to me. This is the same Jay-Z that President Obama had in the White House. Thought he was wonderful. You'll taste success. The secret of the universe opens up to you, and it is immediate and glorious. And remember what Lucifer said to Eve. You take a bite of the apple, right? You'll see the truth. All the things will be opened up to you. You'll be like him. There's nothing new here. Different words from a different person. Nothing new here. Right? The rapper told the people there somewhat about his satanic beliefs on stage and telling the audiences to ignore the rules of the venue and the security staff trying to enforce them. Instead of respecting the rules, Jay-Z instructed his audience, do what thou wilt. Do what you want to do. And he has a shirt on that says that. Now, it's long been known that Jay-Z is a follower of Aleister Crowley, the English occultist and founder of the satanic religion. Right? And again, you Christian parents who drive this, take your kids to these concerts. You buy his music. You let them listen to him. Think about it. Come on, let that sink in, and then you go to church on Sunday. Then you try to explain to them why this guy Jay-Z's got millions of bucks, he worships Satan, he seems to be pretty happy, why should I worship this God, this other God that doesn't do anything for me? Right? So, now, the funny thing about this is it's so watered down and it's so wrong and they lose sight of who actually is at the center of this. Not Aleister Crowley. Right? It's Satan. Now, some of you are going to go, oh, I'm seeing it. There he goes again, believing in stuff that doesn't exist. How do you know? He seems to believe it. You're buying his stuff. He seems to believe it. He says it works for him. Now, Jay-Z's satanic preaching is nothing new. It's just the latest in a long line of public, you know, rappers and such that are out there sharing the dark side of their lives. You know, after starting his career as a rapper, he reinvested his image as a dark lord, flashing satanic hand gestures, promoting Illuminati symbolism as he rode to the top of the rap game. Since establishing himself as a global consciousness as a devil worshiper, Jay-Z has attempted to tone down his dark image. However, the disturbing conversation that he held in New Orleans suggests he's far from a reformed character. Right? And some of you who I don't much believe in this. They say that people like Jay-Z are funding and helping the Illuminati to move on to the next phase of their master plan. And since they, you know, and to them, it's because you can see all this darkness being promoted openly. It comes due to the ignorance of Christians. Again, you support these people. You go to their movies. You go to their amusement parks. You allow them to have the money, or allow them to have the money to put this demonic and stupid stuff out there. And then you say, how does this happen? How does this happen? How do we let this happen? Because you won't open your mouth. Because you won't say anything. Come on, think about it. What are you doing to stop this stuff from happening? Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. God, some of the stuff that you read and you learn about is nuts. All right, let me pick on somebody easier to pick on, maybe. I don't know. Oh, hey, this one. You sent me this one. Jill Duggar. Jill Duggar's husband tweeted about transgenderism. He said it was a myth, and he got booted from the TLC show. Now, Jill and, what is it? Oh, this is the kids. I didn't know that.
They got married.
Well, I would hope so. What? Right. So Jill and Jessa counting on the reality show star Derek Dillard, they've now been blacklisted. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. And come on back.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. Now, next week, setting you up now for it. Okay? Wednesday will be a fresh pre-recorded show. Thursday will be a fresh pre-recorded show. Friday will be a replay of Thursday's show, because most of you are going to be in a turkey coma anyhow. Right? And hopefully you're sitting there eating with your family and not listening or watching me. So you can pick up them, or whatever you missed on, you can pick up Friday night. And I will also be sitting at home having a lasagna coma. Sure. Well, lasagna and turkey. Or maybe you make turkey lasagna. Yeah, same thing. Anyway, lasagna. It looks like a turkey. Did I do the Planned Parenthood story? No, I can get to that next. Is that the one? Okay, I'll do that next. Let me finish the, unless you wouldn't do it. I mean, okay. Jill Duggar's husband tweeted about transgenderism. I mean, he treated that it was a myth. And he get booted off a TLC show, or the TLC network, or whatever it is. Jill and Jessa counting on, I think it had 19 shows with those kids, right? I mean, there's enough of them. The reality show star Derek Dillard has been blacklisted by the Learning Channel because of his views on transgenderism. TLC explained the network has cut off Dillard because of his critical analysis of Jared Diaz Jennings' sex change. Dillard is married to Jill Duggar, whose family starred in the 19 Kids and Counting. He said, "We want to let our viewers know that Derek Dillard has not participated in Counting on for months, and the network has no plans to feature him in the future." Now, the network said that we want to reiterate that Derek's personal statements do not reflect the views of the network. Now, Tuesday night, next week, we're going to have Walt Heyer on. His original book, Paper Genders, he went through his transition from male to female and back to male again. And now, what he does is he counsels people going through the same thing. And he's got a lot to say. You've got to hear what he has to say about this. Very important. Very important that you understand what this is all about and what people really go through. Now, in early August, Dillard commented on a promo tweet for the TLC show, "I Am Jazz," by pointing out that the show's famous transgender star is actually male. He said in the tweet, he says, "What an oxymoron. A reality show which follows a non-reality transgender is a myth. Gender is not fluid. It's ordained by God. You take God out of the situation, right, just for a moment here, because, you know, I usually don't. Gender is not fluid." Yeah, you heard it. Gender is not fluid. Science, biologists, and psychologists, for the most part, say gender is not fluid. Jennings told a TV interviewer, "I am a teenage girl. I'm also a transgender, and I'm proud of that." Later, the Christian father of two clarified that he meant to criticize delusional ideas being presented as reality and promoted to vulnerable children. He did not mean to attack Jared personally. "I want to be clear, I'm nothing against him," Dillard wrote. "But I have issues with the words and the definitions being propagated here." Last week, the controversy resurfaced, called out by a fellow social media user for the tweets that come off as hateful. Right? Dillard tweeted, "I pity Jazz for those who take advantage of him in order to promote their agenda, including parents who allow kids these kinds of decisions to be made by a child." Now, the American Pediatric Association says the same thing. These decisions shouldn't be done at this age, and they should not be done by children. It's sad that people would use the juvenile this way. Again, nothing against him, just unfortunate what's on TV these days. Now, Derek Dillard also tweeted, "I think it's important to have a mature discussion. I'm just expressing my concerns as a Christian. The beauty of the world is that everybody is not like me." Right? But I love how they say he's hateful because he doesn't believe in a certain thing. He's look at, if you're a transgender and you don't like what he says and you think he's wrong, don't watch. Don't listen. You cannot scrub everything clean. You cannot make it so people just won't say things so you don't feel bad. It's never going to happen. We have a right to our belief system. You have a right to yours. You know, we don't have a right to force it on you. You don't have a right to force it on us. Although you think you did. Now it's a matter of if you speak out against it. You don't call for violence, but you just simply speak out against it or you don't agree with it. Look what happens. The media characterized Dillard's tweet as a transphobic rant. What a joke. Shelby responded that she was particularly upset because Jennings is still a child, while never acknowledging the fact that Jennings' age is what prompted Dillard's concern. Dillard responded by noting that Jared's young age makes his transgenderism all the more tragic for him and grievously irresponsible of his parents. Has anyone looked into whether a child is capable of making that kind of decision? Yes, people have, and said no. But see, the people in the core group don't care what science says in this case. It's funny how they pick and choose the science they want to believe. They pick and choose, you know, the things that they want to push on us. That's what makes it all disingenuous. That's why we can't get along, because you change the rules with every yes. You on the left, you on the hard left, you change the rules with every conversation. That's wrong. 2 days after the second extended exchange, the TLC responded with a statement disassociating the network with Dillard. For his part, Jennings has put criticism behind him by tuning out Dillard's views. In the face of constant ignorance and hatred, I prefer to disregard negative opinions and continue moving forward with love. This is not the first go-around with controversy for the Duggars. In 2014, Dillard's mother-in-law, Michelle Duggar, publicly opposed a transgender bill. Why is that controversial? Why is it controversial that that PFLAG or the Gay and Lesbian Association of whatever would be pro same-sex marriage, and that a Christian group would be anti-same-sex marriage? Why is that controversial? Why is it even questioned? Right? I think it's hilarious. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55. I get the biggest kick out of this. Like this is such a surprise. You know what I mean? I'll tell you what's I guess it's not really a surprise either. I say it like I don't have a clue it's happening, but we all know it is happening. Planned Parenthood. Wonderful people. All right, where did that one go? God bless America. Well, I know where it is, but also we're going to talk about how Planned Parenthood actually got behind and supported that. What's his name? Mr. Frankenstein. Isn't that great? It really lets you know where they're from. So their CEO, is it Cecil? Cecil Richards.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's
now remember.
Cecile.
Whatever. On, she's talking about a senator that groped a woman, right? Al Franken is a leader for women. That's what she said. This is why they're demented. This is why you have to look at them and say, you don't make any sense. U.S. Senator Al Franken is in hot water for forcibly kissing a woman and later groping her. She slept. And this is, you know, he wasn't a senator at the time. Now, on Thursday, a woman named Leakin Tweeden accused Franken of force. Remember what I've said, right? These are all accusations on all of these people. Why we're running around claiming them as guilty, I think is dangerous and wrong. Let them have their day in court. Let the women have their day in court. Let this be done the right way. Right? And yeah, he probably knew exactly what he was doing. I mean, everything looks like, if everything is as it looks, he's guilty. And then Franken apologized for doing it. So as to the photo, it was clearly intended to be funny, he said, but I guess it wasn't. I mean, I don't know if this is a real apology, but again, this is what they were all doing in that day. And somehow they got away with it. Somehow it was okay. He went on to say, I should have done it, and I send my sincerest apologies to Leanne. Now, ironically, the Planned Parenthood abortion business, which asserts itself as a leading organization representing and supporting women, they love Al Franken. He's fined by them. Cecil Richards said that he praised on Franken previously, saying that not only would you vote for women's interests, but he was a leader. Leader. Hello. Leader for women. She said, I'm so happy to be in Minnesota today on behalf of Senator Al Franken today to make sure he goes back to the United States Senate. That was during his campaign. She said, since Al Franken came to Washington, D.C., he's been an extraordinary champion for women and for Planned Parenthood. This is proof that they're delusional. Hey, I'm Joe, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. Appreciate your time with me on the air, in the chat room. Have a safe, great weekend. Make sure you're back here on Monday. I want to see you here. Don't make me come to your house. God bless. Have a great day.